about these things in the creek that could either move forward or move backward about you on the total?
Well, we always called them crawfishes. But one time in hearing a fellow talk that had studied, started to be a doctor and had studied some, he referred about his professor. When he said crawfish, he said, no. He said, you mean a crayfish? So I know him as a crawfish.
Okay, now, so you had a new suit or some clothing in a closet and you went to get it out and you found it had a lot of holes in it. What was it?
Well, I know what you mean. You say the moths had been into it and had eaten holes in it.
Okay, and a bug that you see, in, particularly in June and July, that makes a light ever so often at night.
Well, we use a common name as a lightning bug. Now, they might be known as fireflies. I don't know whether it's a difference or not, but we know them as lightning bugs.
How about a bug that a child would catch and tie a string to his leg and let him fly?
Well, we would call that a June bug. I don't know where, but that's because that they come or more prevalent in the month of June. They call them June bug, but we call them a June bug.
Tell me about some of the insects that are painful when they sting.
Well, both kinds of the bee, the bumblebee and the honeybee, the hornet, the wasp. And there's one we call a dirt dauber that makes its nest out of dirt, clay, and I think they sting too.
The kind that build a nest in the ground, is there an insect?
Insect, that, well, an ant.
Or a bee.
I don't know what about the bee, but I know there's like ants build their nest in the ground. I don't know where any kind of the bee builds her nest in the ground or not.
How about one you would find around water?
Well, that I guess would be a mosquito.
Mm-hmm. How about these things that hop in the grass?
Grasshoppers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very delicate or prized food for my pet monkey, Ike.
Oh, you got a monkey?
Oh, yeah. Huh? He don't, I try to fix him ways to come down to catch him himself, but he don't seem to be too energetic. He would rather I would catch him and bring him to him.
You got a lazy monkey, that's what you got. How about, sometimes in the corner of a house, not your house particularly, but other houses, you might see up there in the corner some thread, some dirty thread looking stuff, thread-like.
Well, we generally refer to them as a spider web, and I believe they have another name, which don't come to my mind right now. But we think of them more commonly as a spider has built a web, or there's something else that you call them that I can't think of right now.
How about the old timers used to find their own means of making medicine in the mountains? What would they do? Dig what?
Yeah, that's where Inishkin still is to me, because I believe that if you know the preparation of this medicine, you know the kind, I think that is the best medicine you can use, more pure, because you get the real stuff. Now, some of it is used, the roots of it, and some of it may be the leaves, some of it may be the blossom of the plant is used for different things, and maybe bark of tree is used sometimes for medicine.
Do you recall any that you took as a child?
Yes, I do. I remember that my mother would make tea for us. It's supposed to be good. And I remember there was a spicewood tea, there was a sassafras tea, and they would make poultices to put on a place on you that you had hurt or was swollen or something.
What are some of the common trees here in the community?
I guess the most common would be like the oak tree, the maple tree, the poplar tree, chestnut tree used to be very common, but they were killed years ago with the blight that hit here. That would be some of the common trees, maple and oak and poplar and linn.